Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. Well, good morning, rather. And greetings. And the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we need every bit of the time and all that we need that we can possibly put in our time, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, to give us guidance and knowledge and wisdom so that we can grow into a child of the living God to make heaven our home. Now, let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this your word so that we can grow, Father, to the point that we are not to be deceived of the weakness of mankind and that of Satan and his demons, Father, that make their inroads into a lot of places that they really should not be. We need, Father, to be on alert and in receiving of your word. And Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be back into chapter 23 of Matthew. We are getting closer to the time that our Lord and Savior is going to become the sacrifice for mankind, living all things and being. That's so that we can make heaven our home. Now, Father, always, the Spirit teaches, speak through us, speak for us, and I'm asking this, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Verse 1 says, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, 2, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sat in Moses' seat. Now, you know, Jesus' last condemnation by the Pharisee fills chapter 23 entirely. And this now represents his final and official rejection of them at the temple in their own stronghold of influence and security. Set in Moses' seat. You know, that is seat of authority. And this represents the synagogue chair, which symbolizes the origin and authority of their teaching. Now, three. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their words, for they say and do not. Now you see, here in number 4, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at peace in the chief seat in the synagogue. And you know, they make broad. They make broad their theological beliefs. And was an omelet consisting of a strip of parchment inscribed with certain portions of the Pentateuch, which was rolled and placed in a small metal cylinder inside a square leather case. The cases were attached by the Jews with straps to their foreheads into the back of their right hands, following a strictly literal interpretation of Deuteronomy 6, 8 through 9. And they were normally worn only during prayer, but the Pharisees appear to have worn them always and to have made them especially conspicuous. The borders of their garments were the fringes worn in obedience to Numbers 15, 38, 39. And the uppermost rooms might be better said chief places. Now, here in 7, and greetings in the market, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. 8. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are burdened, brethren. 9. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. 10. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servants, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Now, we find that there 7 through 12 is letting you and I know that Rabbi is from a Hebrew word, let, which means my great one or my teacher. And Christ's disciples are to call no man your father, meaning in a spiritual sense, master. It literally guides leaders or teachers. Servants means minister or attendants. You see, there is a lot of meaning in the Word of God that we really never pick up on without the study of the Word. Just reading it don't get the job done. Now, 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. 14. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore, ye shall receive the greater damnation. Now, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compress sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Now he's really getting on to them here in this, isn't he? You see, he's letting them know that He says, you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men is another way of saying you put stumbling blocks in the way of the sinner coming to repentance and conversion. And devour widows' houses means extort money from the helpless and bring them into debt and bondage while making an outward show of religion. The greater damnation that is a more severe sentence, proselyte. The Pharisee often saw proselytes for the sake of their own gain under the guise of religion. And you see, religion is something right now that you and I really don't want. We need Christianity. We need Christ, not religion. Religion causes us a lot of trouble and leads us down a lot of pathways that really we should never go. Think about these things. But that is true. Now 16. Woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. 17. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? 18. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing but whosoever swear by the gift that is upon him, he is guilty. 19. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. 21. And whosoever shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it and by him that dwelleth thereon. 22. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. You see, these verses illustrate Pharisees' false teaching in regard to oaths in the temple, the sanctuary. Our Lord teaches that all oaths are equally binding, and no man can expect to escape their consequence before God by making distinctions such as these. Now, here in 23, it says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise, cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Now, you see, when we pay tithes, which he's talking about, of a tithe of tenth of all produce was by the Mosaic law to be given for the use of the priests and Levites. Several species of mint grow in Palestine. Anise is better rendered dill. It grew both wild and cultivated, its fruits being used for medicine. And the seeds of cumin, which resemble caraway, were used spice and seasoning. In such little matters, the Pharisees were most careful to keep the law, yet they had completely overlooked its most important precepts. And that's exactly what is happening today. Yes, they will speak some things and some verses, and they is true in those verses and things, but it is what man has done to it by taking away, adding to make it say things that it does not say. Think about it. And they are living things that are contrary to the word of Almighty God. 24. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Now, you see, this is exactly what the Lord Jesus does not like. And that where we don't clean up the inside, for the seed, that inside is not clean, it's not pure, and we have never really accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and followed him. And he was talking about straining at a gnat. Better strain out a gnat. The Jews strained, you know, wine before drinking it, so as to avoid touching or swallowing anything unclean. But within they are full of extortion and excess. They should be read from the Pharisees. Living was obtained by extorting wrongfully from others. Now, you know, that comes down the same as stealing. Because it is being taken under false pretenses. Now, 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Think about these things. 28. Even so he also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. They're full of a lot of things that are not right in the eyes and in the sight of Almighty God. 29. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. How many times here in this chapter have we seen this word? Every time that he has spoken about the Pharisees and the scribes, he added also hypocrites, because they were not living according to the word, and they were not living clean inside. It says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchre the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Now, he's saying they would have said that. But would they? Now, 31. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. 32. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. 33. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Now he's really bringing it right down. And he's letting them know straight out. And not pulling any punches, is he? But that's not what we want today. Yet, we don't want that in our lives, but we don't want to do anything to keep it out either, because we have our own pride and selfish ways of doing things, and we don't want to turn that loose and turn our lives over to anyone else. And that's what we must do if we are going to be a child of the living God. Now, 34. Before, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogue and persecute them from the city to city. Just follow them and keep persecuting from city to city. Now, 35, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, son of Barachias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Now, you're letting them know that they've even killed, see? Which, actually, they murdered. And this. They even did. Says we find the account of the murder of Zechariah's son of Jehoiada in the court of the house of the Lord. And that was Barachias. And they murdered him. Now, 36, verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stoneth them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her children or her chickens under her wings, and you would not. You see, he would have brought them all together under his protection, but they wouldn't accept it. And it was because of wanting to be and do what they want. Strictly selfishness and pride in doing the things they want instead of the things of Almighty God. 38. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Your house is left. 39. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We know that he is coming. Back to his church one day, and then he's also coming back a few years later to set up his millennial kingdom, that thousand-year reign here on this earth, that he will be king of kings, and he's going to be bringing those with him that has served him in righteousness. We have now come to the end of chapter 23. You know, God loves you, and so do I. If I didn't, I wouldn't be spending time with his word, sharing with you the truth of God's word, that he called me to share the truth and to love you and to want the best for you. And that's exactly what I want. I want the best for you. I don't want you sitting on the sidelines doing nothing. I want you there with the promises of Almighty God at work in you and with you, so that you will be able to be that child that the Lord our God wants you to be. Now let us pray. Father, pray now for all that will listen and heed your word, that will accept the truth and work the work that you lay out for them, and that they can live, Father, in health, in safety, and in the truth of your word, making heaven their home. Jerusalem, I pray for peace to them. And Father, pray that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, I pray for this land that we live in, the land that turned its back upon the Lord Jesus Christ and has walked so far away. I pray, Father, that it's not too late for this land, that those that are sitting, those evil ones that are sitting in our government to be replaced, that those that are walking in righteousness, that love you, love the Lord, that loves the church, your people, and this land, and will work with its Father to bring this land to repentance. And put our government back upon the foundation in which this nation was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, be with us through this day as we separate. Keep us in health, keep us safe, and bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m. in Eastern Time. And I ask this, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Have a great day, y'all.